Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you had a great Friday and an awesome week. My family and I got started on our gingerbread house tonight after dinner. I was planning on saving it for the weekend, but my wife reminded me that one of the reasons last year's fell over was that we started decorating it before the icing that was holding the house together dried. Icing can be a pretty good glue, but you have to let it set. If you move on too fast, things start to lean and slide and even fall over. So we built the structure tonight, and after it's had a chance to lock in, we'll get to decorating tomorrow. One of the things we'll do regularly on Friday evenings is reflect on our week. We'll think back over what we did, what was important to us, and how God was with us through it all. It's like letting the icing dry. It locks in the good stuff from the week so it doesn't just slip away. I'm going to lead you through three reflection questions, and if it's not too late, I encourage you to take your time. Plan on pausing the podcast, and if something someone shares leads to more questions or deeper discussion, feel free to keep talking. I'll be here when you get back. And if it's getting late, you could always write some of those things down and pick the conversation back up this weekend. Let's start with this question. What was something good that happened to you this week, and why was it good? For me, I had lunch on Wednesday with a friend I hadn't seen in a while. It was so good to catch up. We spent most of the meal laughing, and that always makes me feel good. Go ahead now and share your answers. Our second question for tonight is, what was something good that you helped to make happen for someone else, and why was that good? For me, I go back to my Grata Tuesday trip to the coffee shop when I told my favorite barista, Bobby, how much his friendship means to me. He broke out into a huge smile, and I could tell it meant something to him to hear that he was more than just the guy who makes my coffee. Go ahead and share your answers when you're ready. Okay, last question for the week. What's one word that describes this week, and what's one word you hope describes next week? This week, I might use the word remember. We talked a lot about Grace Harbor's history, and it's cool to think about how people like John and Grace and the sailors and the people who eventually settled here, they all worked together to build this town into what it was and what it still is today. The word I hope describes next week is, I'll say, prepare. Christmas is only 2 weeks from yesterday, and I still have some preparing to do. Take your time and share once you've got something. Okay, as we draw to a close this week, I just wanted to remind you that the podcast will be off over the weekend while I take time to rest and recharge and finish the gingerbread house with my family. I hope you'll also find some time for both rest and fun. I'll be back on Monday morning when we launch into the third week of Advent with the theme of joy. We'll also mark the day when a couple of brothers saw their dreams take flight for real. Okay, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for all of the Grace Harbor families seeking to be peacemakers and safe harbors. Thank you that Jesus, our Prince of Peace, is always working to make good things happen in our lives and in the world. Watch over us this weekend and bring us back together again next week. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday.